Hi, Royals fans. This is J.J. Piccolo. The University of Kansas Health System is the official health care provider of the Kansas City Royals. Get the major league care you deserve at kansashealthsystem.com/royals.
Crunch time! Crunch time! You're listening to Crunch Time on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Crunch time! Crunch time!
Yeah, that's right. You are listening to Crunch Time, and this is Tim Grunhart and Frank Ball. Frank is holding down the fort in Kansas City at 75th Street in Overland Park at the beautiful American Shaman CBD shop there. And I am in San Antonio, where I was representing CBD American Shaman here at a convention, Frank, which was really, really cool. We had a great turnout. A lot of people coming in and talking to us about our product, and I was kind of fill you guys in on what we're trying to do and what we're really doing very successful with American Shaman right now, and that is putting together a platform or a product for dogs. You know, everybody spends a lot of money on their pets. You know I spend a ton of money on my pets, but right now the market is just not as open up with CBD products for pets. Now, there are some products with hemp in it, but not products with CBD in it, and right now we're doing some great stuff, and we had a lot of people very excited about coming over and talking to us, and what we're doing is we're doing a kibble, which is a dog food, 5 to 10 pound bags, which has about 2.5 milligrams of CBD in each half a cup of kibble, and then we have dog treats, and some great dog treats. I actually tried one, Frank. It was a peanut butter dog treat, and it was outstanding. The people said, yeah, how good? So, well, why don't we try one? And I tried it, and they looked up and thought it was crazy. So we had a great time. And Frank, it's just amazing. Hey, listen, I've been using this stuff for my dog. I have a little Shih Tzu. That's right, a Shih Tzu. I guess you could say it on the radio. But when every time it rains real hard or there's a thunderstorm or any kind of storm, the dog starts to shake and pant. So, you know, we tried some different pharmaceuticals, and it really makes him lethargical. The next day, he doesn't want to do anything. He can't go on walks. He's just kind of beat the next day. So we tried with our new CBD American Shaman, the dog hemp oil or CBD oil, and the dog has really, really responded to it. He doesn't pant as much. He shakes a little bit still, but the anxiety isn't there as much. The other thing, people that were coming in and talking to us about using some of our products, talking about, as you guys know, a lot of big dogs with hip dysplasia, a lot of dogs with joint problems, just like human beings. So this is just a market that we're exploding in Kansas City, and I believe the sales, just a couple stores that we're in, have just shot off the market. So we're very excited about that, Frank, and I know you're at the store over on 75th Street, and if you guys want to stop in there and get some great stuff over there, where you at, Frank?
Yeah, I am at one of the Overland Park stores here. I am at the one on 75th Street, just off of Metcalf. It's 6933 West 75th Street, Overland Park, 66204. Stop by. We've got the CBD American Shaman CBD gum. It's CBD infused chewing gum. We'll give you a free sample of that while we're in here. There's 8 sticks of that gum inside there. You've seen a lot of the professional golfers, including Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson, chewing that on their rounds, maybe to help them concentrate a little bit more. Maybe even Gary Woodland was using a little bit last week this past Sunday when he looked so calm, cool, and collected the whole time walking down the 18th fairway with his hands in his pockets, just sort of strolling down the fairway. So I'm not sure he was using it or not, but you can certainly use that and come in and try all their other fine products. You can also come in and sign up and register for a huge tailgate package from Tickets for Less and Zarda Barbecue. The contest ends on August 21st when one lucky winner is going to receive a $500 gift card to Tickets for Less. You can go to ticketsforless.com to get your best cheap seats, plus a tailgate package for 10 from Zarda Barbecue. You can enjoy Zarda Barbecue's award-winning burnt ends at both of their locations in Lenexa and Blue Springs. So a great thing to sign up for there. You can come in if you don't know much about CBD or CBD American Shaman. Come on in. Talk to the fine people here. Even Dr. Jesse Lopez has just walked in through the door. He knows all about it. He knows everything about the the medical side of this, the whole thing. So you can be well informed here at the 95th Street or at the 75th Street store. Once again, 6933 West 75th Street in Overland Park, right here in OP, Kansas. So come on down and join us. Stop in, say hello. Find out all you can about the new products on the market. And now Timmy's talking about the food line that they're developing with the dog treats, kibble and treats to give to your dog. And even, Tim, I know you used to have said this a few minutes ago, but there's even that CBD hemp oil tincture for dogs and cats to really get them to a point where they can really calm them down. So it's very important for the your pets as well.
Absolutely. And, that's kind of the next phase, I think, that we're trying to get to with Medicine Shaman, is getting to the pet side. You know, we're taking care of the human beings now. Let's take care of the ones we love, and those are the pets. But, Frank, you know, it's amazing. I was down here in, obviously, San Antonio, which is in the great state of Texas. So there's a kid that, well, I guess he's a man, who has made a big splash in Kansas City for the Kansas City Chiefs, who resided in the state of Texas when he was playing football for the Texas Tech Raiders by the name of Patrick Mahomes. And everybody came up to me, and they love Patrick Mahomes. There's a lot of people that are big-time fans of football here in Texas. And Patrick Mahomes was the first thing, other than talking about how great the CBD American Shaman products were, they wanted to talk about Patrick Mahomes. So that was kind of cool. Patrick Mahomes is a big deal here. But, Frank, as you know, we've gone through three phases. You know, the phase one is what kind of when they come in and they kind of work out on their own. Phase two, then go on the field and do some things. The coaches can't be there. And then phase three was when, you know, the OTAs, and there's a couple of weeks of OTAs with the players to work with the coaches. And then obviously you had mini camp and all that kind of good stuff. But this is really, to me, one of the most important phases for a football team, and I'll tell you why. Because now they're on their own. These guys have to find a way. Listen, they've been working out with the trainers. They've been working out with the coaches. They've been doing all those things, and they've kind of been supervised, checking to see if you're coming in and seeing what you're doing in the weight room. Are you doing all 10 to 12 reps when they ask you to do them? Are you doing every exercise you're supposed to do? You know, it's easy to do that when somebody's watching. But as the old adage goes, what do you do when people aren't watching? Well, that's what's going to happen right now, because Kansas City are basically on their own right now until training camp starts, which is a good thing. They need to take a month off to kind of, you know, get ready for the season. But it's really important that these guys are still working out. It's really important these guys are doing the right thing. They're eating the right things. They're not putting on the weight or losing the weight. So this was always a time of year that, for me, as a player, was really important and really had to concentrate on what I was doing. And as a coach in college, which is a smaller thing, when you let them go for a couple of weeks at the end of workouts, you're always worried about what they're going to come back like or what they're going to do when they're away. So this is the time when they have to be able to work out, take pride in what they're doing, and really stay out of trouble and do the right thing and come back and be ready to play towards the end of July. But this is a time when you can really find what your team is all about. If the guys are doing the right things and staying in shape and doing the things they need to do, have a successful season, but they're on their own. So that makes a lot of coaches worried. And you know what? It kind of makes me worried too when guys are on their own. They don't have anybody watching what they're doing, and they got to make sure they continue to work out, continue to do the things, but they're basically doing it on their own dime.
Yeah, right. And they got to realize they're men. This is their business. This is, even though you're playing a kid's game, there's still big business. There's big money involved. Your career's involved, the whole thing. And as Andy said just before, after the last practice of the mandatory minicamp, somebody asked him, what'd you tell the players, your final message? He said, don't come back on crutches, which I found pretty interesting, to say the least. So that, or, you know, don't get thrown in jail would be another one for me. That would be something I wouldn't want any of them to do. Let me ask you a question. Are players allowed to go back out to Arrowhead to work out if they want to work out? I know the coaches aren't allowed to deal with them, right? But can they go and work out there?
Yes, they can. There are certain weeks that they are open now. The strength and conditioning coaches, they'll get a couple of weeks off too. You know, the position coaches and most of the front office, they have basically the whole month of July off. But the position, the strength conditioning coach is usually only like about a week or two off. And there's somebody in there that they can go in and work out. Now, they're not going to be in there supervising them, not going to be in there telling them what to do. They may give them a workout program that they want to follow because everybody's going to get a workout program, even if they go home. See, but a lot of guys, if you don't live in Kansas City, this is their time. They're going to go home and visit some family, maybe do a vacation with their family or just kind of get out of town and relax a little bit. But you still have to go, and you still have to go find a place to work out. You got to find a place to run. And you don't want to put those pounds on, especially for the bigger guys. We've seen it a million times, Frank, when a guy will come back and they're like, wow, he wasn't doing anything for that last month. And it really sets them behind. So, yeah, to answer your question, there are some times when they can go over there and work out. There won't be a full staff there probably all the time, but there might be somebody there most of the time. But, yeah, they can get over there and work out, but it's basically on their own.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting, too. I think Patrick Mahomes said, yeah, I'm going to take a couple of weeks off. He said, I'll still probably throw almost on a daily basis, but nothing big or heavy or deep or any of that nature, just to keep my shoulder loose. But he said, once I get back from doing a lot of that stuff, he said, I'm going to call a bunch of the guys, just get together and work out with them locally, you know, throw them some passes and do some things like that. I thought that was really interesting. That really shows the type of leader this kid is and how much he really wants to win.
Yeah, you know what? That's nothing new. You know, he does that also in February when you really can't be over there also. So it's kind of that when they're on their own, you know, Patrick will find some places for these guys to go work out. He'll take the tight ends. I've witnessed it. I know guys have witnessed it where they take the tight ends and they go work out somewhere. And then the next day they have the wide receivers. And then they may even bring the running backs in to work on some different things. So he does conduct some kind of practice with the specialists and, you know, like wide receivers and tight ends and running backs at times because he wants to keep those guys sharp. He wants to keep himself sharp. So, yeah, no, he definitely does that. He really does a good job of organizing that and make sure the guys show up. And when he says, hey, be there at 10 o'clock over at some certain high school, they're there. And, you know, that's nothing new. He's been doing that for the last couple of years.
And it looks like camp, I think it's going to open on July 23rd, I think, right in there somewhere. But it'll be towards the end of July. So they have over a month, before training camp. And there will be some battles once training camp opens. Once training camp gets closer, we can talk a little bit more about that. But as far as the Chiefs are concerned, interesting thing came out. CBS Sports this week, I think, came out and they had the Chiefs over and under at about 10.5, at 10.5. And everybody at CBS Sports, some of the guys at CBS Sports, were saying, take the under for the Kansas City Chiefs, that they don't think they're going to win 11 games this year. So very interesting. They do have a tough schedule. A lot of their tougher games are on the road, which makes a difference. And the teams now, especially defensive coordinators, have had a chance to really study Patrick Mahomes and really try to figure him out a little bit better than they had him figured out last year. So, to me, that was a pretty interesting take from CBS.
Yeah, you know what, and there's probably some truth to that side of it if you look at the offense itself. You know, you've got really a guy who's unproven. He hasn't played a full season as the guy at the running back position. You know, we don't know what's going on with the Tyreek Hill situation, whether it's going to be 8 games, a year, or maybe not. Who knows? But I agree with you. I think that the coordinators are looking and saying, hey, what do we do to stop Patrick Mahomes? We keep him in the pocket? Do we press him out of the pocket? When he gets out of the pocket, what are the tendencies he wants to do? You know, who does he throw the ball to? What are the wide receivers do once he leaves the pocket? All those things are being evaluated right now and looked at. So, yeah, that's important. I don't think that these guys are taking into account that the defense is going to be much better this year than it was last year. The defense, to me, is going to be the wild card. I think it's going to be a better defense. I love the 4-3. I love the way Spadix has conducted itself so far during the OTAs and during the three phases. And to me, that's kind of what I don't think the guys that aren't here in town who are kind of looking at it from the outside, I don't know what's going on here, Frank, but some fire alarm off.
don't push the wrong door, Tim. You're going to end up in San Antonio longer than you think. But if you do get in trouble, I know the chief of police. I coached him at Villanova.
That's right. Dad, you told me that. Yeah, so I feel pretty comfortable. I'll be okay.
That's right.
But I don't think the people that aren't living in Kansas City that people that are you know, kind of looking from afar don't realize this defense is going to help win a couple of games, something that they didn't do last year. I think this defense is going to be better, which I think that's why I say well over 10. I think 11 or 12, maybe 13, because I think this defense is going to help this year where it didn't help last year.
Yeah, I really think the other thing about them is they're going to be so much more active. Number two, nobody's going to really know what's coming at them, especially early in the season, because, you know, right now we have no idea what's going to be going, how they will approach attacking some of these offenses around the league. But the deal is they'll be different, and they won't be as predictable as Bob Sutton. So from that standpoint alone, they're going to be a better defense.
Yeah, and you're right. I mean, listen, that's what hurt the Chiefs last year when the Chiefs did struggle. And there was an interesting article, an interesting podcast that I was listening to that was talking about how the offensive line, especially inside, struggled with movement this year. And when they struggled with movement, what happened? Patrick Mahomes had a flush out of the pocket before he wanted to. And when he was out of the pocket, he was uncomfortable, he was getting hit. It's really the only times he showed that he was a little bit human at the quarterback position. So what causes that? Well, a defensive line that's active, a defensive line that's fresh, and a defensive line that's moving around. And that's all what the Kansas City Chiefs are bringing to the table this year. They're going to have at least two solid lines of defensive players. They're going to be running a 4-3, which is a good way to do the stemming and the stunting and the different twists that they like to do with Spags of defense. And then, you know, they have packages where, you know, they can put four defensive ends in, and they can do a lot of movement. So movement kills offensive lines. And when you don't know what you're doing on the offensive line, or if you're confused or you hesitate, you're going to get beat. And that's what the Chiefs need to do. They need to get offensive linemen on the other teams to hesitate and to think about it. And when you do that, you're going to get beat.
Yeah, right. And the other thing, too, I think people should remember, as bad as that defense was, as much yardage as they gave up and everything that they didn't do, the Chiefs almost, except for an overtime against New England Patriots, went to the Super Bowl despite all that. And I think that bodes very well for this football team. I think the opposing defenses are going to catch up a little bit with Patrick Mahomes. He's such a talented kid that they're not really going to slow him down that much, and that the defense is going to be, even if it's just a little bit better, it's going to bode very, very well for this football team.
You know, every year they talk about the elite quarterbacks in the league and how they're going to slow them down, and the Aaron Rodgers, the Tom Brady's, and even Roethlisberger to a certain extent, Drew Brees. And, you know, if people say, okay, we got him this year, and they don't. When you have a quarterback that is an elite player, a quarterback who is an MVP-type player, you know, it's not as easy as it sounds. So, I mean, yeah, people are going to look at what Patrick Mahomes did. Yeah, people are going to try to find different tendencies and some different things. But you know what? Patrick Mahomes is going to grow, too, and he's going to make some plays, and he's going to do some things that he wasn't able to do last year. So, I think it's going to be a wash on that end, too. That's why I think the Chiefs are a team that, so this is their window. They have a good group, a nucleus of offensive players, and the defense is getting better. So I think we should feel pretty comfortable what we have.
Right. Here's the three biggest things for me until we see them again in July. Number one, Chris Jones. He wants big money, sort of like Aaron Donald. He really doesn't have any leverage to get that at the moment. He's sitting out there. He wants to renegotiate his contract. Okay, that's number one. Number two, there's still no resolution in the Tyreek Hill situation. That's still in limbo. Number three for me is Travis Kelce still walking around in a boot. He had that ankle surgery. Nobody talks about it, but that is a very critical part of this offense. So those three things for me are the biggest three things I'm going to look at when they first arrive back at camp in late July. Will Chris Jones be there? Will Travis Kelce be 100%? Or will Tyreek Hill be there? And if he is, how many games has he been suspended?
Absolutely. I agree with you in the Tyreek Hill situation. You just don't know what's going to happen. As far as Chris Jones, and I've been one of the biggest, you know, guys against what Chris Jones is doing right now. But I did see some stuff. I think it was on Twitter, or maybe it was on Instagram or something, one of those social media things, that of him working out and doing a lot of the things that a defensive lineman would be doing in Kansas City. It looks like he's in shape. It looks like he's doing good. So it looks like he's taking it pretty serious to stay in shape and be ready to go when he gets here. Obviously, you know, you want him here for the defense. You want him here because of the camaraderie. and it's a whole new defensive staff. They got to learn to work with each other and do all those kind of good things. But he is at least doing some of the good, right things with working out and doing some of the drills and everything else that, that he should be doing in Kansas City. And as far as, you know, as Travis Kelce, you know, I think of Travis, you know, by the time camp comes around, all indications are he's going to be back to 100%. And, you know, sometimes when you're a veteran guy, you know, he's been around. He's been at all the practices. He's been at all the OTAs. He's, you know, over there doing all the rehabbing. So he's done all the right things. And sometimes when you're over there and you just think it's mental reps instead of those physical reps when you're an older guy, that might be good for you. So you may be a little bit fresher as you go into the training camp. And I even think training camp will be very limited too. I think by the time the first game comes around, Travis Kelce will be where he needs to be.
Okay, Chiefs are one of the few teams still that goes away for training camp. They don't go very far. How did you like remote training camp? I know you're in River Falls for a little bit of that, but do the players like remote training camps, or would they rather be home?
Well, no, I never liked remote training camps, but I understood the positive aspects of it. Number one, all the distractions are gone. You don't have the wife or the girlfriend or the kids, you know, kind of hanging around at practice. And, you know, one time Sarah came to a practice up in River Falls, and it was a horrible day for me. I was worried about her, worried about the kids, worried about this and that. And it just it just wears you out. And I didn't have very good practice. And I was like, listen, we don't do this. You can't be coming up there to these practices. And, then, you know, because I was so used to not having them there. So all of a sudden, you know, you have relatives there. You have, you know, now St. Joe's a little bit different because you can get up there. But as far as being remote like we were, I like the idea of this. We were up there to do one thing, and that's to get better as a football team. And one thing, another thing is to get better as a player. It wasn't about any of the other stuff. So I understand why teams will go away. I think that's going away because, A, you know, the facilities are so good now at a lot of these places that they can have training camps. And listen, we didn't have a cafeteria over at Arrowhead Stadium when I was playing. And now they have a beautiful cafeteria in that new facility where they could handle having a training camp where, you know, the guys go stay in a hotel, but they get all their meals be right there with really good food in the cafeteria. We had Price Chopper bringing food in the mornings for breakfast, and that's the only meal we got. So, you know, it's a lot different now with the different facilities. So, yeah, to answer your question though, a long, long way is, I like the idea of being away, but I understand why teams are starting to tend to go back to just practicing at home.
All right, buddy, I'm going to let you get that plane because I can't have you miss that because I have to take all your money on a golf course tomorrow. So you better get back here.
We'll be ready, buddy, to go tomorrow, brother. And, hey, listen.
We'll be ready.
Look around. Most of the pet stores are starting to carry CBD American Shaman food products. The kibbles, I believe, comes out August 1st. They're not quite out yet, but the treats are out, and the CBD oil has been out. Check it out. It's great stuff. It's really good for your dogs. We all know how much we love our dogs, and they're part of our family. And that's why, I mean, we were one of the most popular booths because, you know, most of the people, when they came over, we were giving them free samples, and they said, hey, you know, we have dogs at home. We want to make sure to try this. I had an older dog. I had a dog that freaks out with storms. So if you are one of those people, go find CBD America Shaman Pet Products.
You got it. Okay, Tim, don't come back on crutches, okay?
All right, talk to you later, Frank.
All right, I'll see you tomorrow. Tim Grunhart, of course, on Crunch Time down in San Antonio, representing CBD America Shaman. Everywhere they go, they are the rock stars in the CBD business. Every trade show to go to, everywhere they go in the country, they are number one. Don't forget, we are here. I'm in Overland Park. I'm at 6933 West 75th Street. Come on down and join me here. We've got a free sample of CBD gum, the CBD-infused chewing gum. You come in and learn all about American Shaman, the cannabidiol, and what it can do for you. And you can come in and register for that huge tailgate from Tickets for Less and Zarda Barbecue. I'm going to pull the lucky name, on August 21st. One lucky winner is going to win a $500 gift card to Tickets for Less and a tailgate package for 10 from Zarda Barbecue. Now, you can't beat that, folks. So come on down and join me, 6933 West 75th Street. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Daniel Harms is going to join us again, join us early on in our fine show a little earlier this year, at D_Harms19. He's one of the Arrowhead guys. We're going to talk Chiefs football coming up next on Crunch Time.
The most powerful sports station in America has a home in Kansas City. This is Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, welcome back to Crunch Time, everyone. Frank Bold, Crunch Time Roadshow, CBD American Shaman at 6933 West 75th Street, just east of Metcalf in Overland Park. You can sign up for a big tailgate package, $500 tickets for less, and tailgate package for 10 from Zarda Barbecue. One person will win all of that. We'll have the drawing on August 21st. So get into one of their locations that we're at, and we got a little sign-up box in here when we're here, and we will get you all signed up, and one lucky person is going to win that. Now, let's jump on with Daniel Harms at D_Harms19, one of the Arrowhead guys. Daniel, welcome back to Crunch Time.
How you doing, Frank? It's good to be back.
It's good to hear you, buddy. Hey, listen, let's talk a little bit. I know you did a little bit of a deeper dive into the Chiefs-New England games that have been played recently. Some people are saying now it is becoming the best AFC rivalry. Would you agree with that?
I think as long as Tom Brady is playing at the level that he's playing, that totally I agree with that. You look at how the Chiefs have matched up in the Andy Reid era against the Patriots, and you know they've put up about 34.5 points per game against them, and I think that speaks a lot to how Belichick has tried to counter what you know Andy Reid has done, and vice versa. Even though Reid doesn't have the same level of knowledge when it comes to the defense, but he's very adept at figuring out what works best, and I really think that the Chiefs have started to uncover a little bit of a weakness that the Patriots have defensively.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about the – did you do the pretty deep dive into the championship game as well this past season?
Did.
Okay, what did New England do in the first half?
So, defensively, obviously with New England having the ball for a good chunk of the first half, it was hard for the offense to get going, but even though that was difficult for the Chiefs, when the Patriots had a multitude of single high deep safeties when they played on defense, they doubled Tyreek Hill and with the deep safety and pretty much played one-on-one across the board, which the players were still getting open. For example, Mahomes missed Damian Williams going into the end zone for a touchdown, but a multitude of calling the wrong, really the wrong plays back to back. They had a few times where they ran up the middle both times on first and second down, which really kind of stalled the offense. So I guess you could say that the Patriots defense succeeded in what they did and then what they wanted to do, which limit the big plays for the Chiefs. But ultimately the Chiefs themselves are what prevented themselves from scoring in the first half, I think.
Yeah, I don't want to scare any of the Kansas City Chiefs fans here, but let's talk about this for a minute. Everybody says, you know, you'll say anything you say about the Chiefs that, you know, that they've got to watch out for this, they got to do this. Everybody just says two words, Patrick Mahomes. He's going to cure all ills that the Chiefs have. But the only thing that should really get into your head if you're a Chiefs fan is if Travis Kelce is not healthy and that ankle does not respond, if Tyreek Hill for some reason is not here, Kareem Hunt is already gone, now what are you thinking?
Well, I think Andy Reid has shown, especially in the games after the Kareem Hunt incident with Sammy Watkins not on the field, that they can still be dynamic offensively. I think Damian Williams is very equipped to play in this offense. I think he showed that last year. I think he's going to be very effective this year. more so than people think. But you have a lot of young wide receivers, a lot of young talent, not necessarily proven talent at tight end with Deion Yelder and John Lovett, who has been getting some reps at OTAs and that kind of thing. But overall, even if Mahomes, you know, doesn't have the multitude of Sammy Watkins, Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill, Kareem Hunt at his disposal, I think you're still going to be able to see him find ways to make plays, whether it's, you know, on bootlegs getting out of the pocket or finding running lanes here with himself to get the offense moving down the field. I think you're going to see him take that next step when it comes to maybe not always taking the deep shot, but being methodical with his approach as moving the offense downfield.
All right, we are talking with Daniel Harms at D_Harms19 from the ArrowheadGuys.com, talking Kansas City Chiefs football, of course, here on Crunch Time. What have you seen from New England besides, I think, what everybody sort of sees? They see Tom Brady, and he sort of does do it by himself. So I think that's what gives Chiefs fans a little bit of hope, no matter who is surrounding Patrick Mahomes, that Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes will be fine. Is that the same thing you see from New England with Tom Brady, or do you see something different? Is there something there we're all missing?
Well, that's really kind of a difficult question to unload, because Tom Brady has been a focal point in that offense for so long, and we've seen, you know, in the preseason or in the first four games of Tom Brady's suspension, other quarterbacks like Jimmy Garoppolo and, I'm sorry, I'm forgetting the other quarterback's name that they had back up there, but they come in and they're effective and they were able to make plays and whatnot. But I think when it comes down to it, Tom Brady, just his understanding of the offense, he's been in the same offense for, you know, 20 years now, right? And he's been able to adapt, I guess not so much with his, you know, his physical attributes, but he's made it so defenses find it hard to deal with him. He gets the ball out of his hands so quickly, and that's something that you can't always replicate with quarterbacks. It's really a timing and a understanding where receivers are going to get open. So I think if he takes a step back at all in his mental game, then you'll see it. Kind of a shift in the way that the Patriots have to go about this. And I think that's why you've seen them kind of start to go back to the power run game like they did in the AFC Championship game, is to kind of get ready for if Tom Brady can no longer lift them in those key moments.
You know, when we get closer to training camp, we'll do the, you know, the camp battles that they'll be going on. There'll be a lot of them, as a matter of fact, at several different positions. But for right now, when they open camp at the end of July, towards the end of July, will Chris Jones be there for day one, do you think?
My heart says yes, and my brain says no. I don't. From what I understand about the situation, their money is, they're supposed to be far apart, but I think you'll see him there before the first preseason game. But before then, I'm not entirely sure how this is going to happen. I would like to see some progress in the next couple of weeks with updates on them talking, but I think that Chris Jones will end up being a Chief, so we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, he just doesn't seem to have any leverage here. You know what I mean?
Oh,
and especially,
yeah, I totally
if he's trying to
you.
Ask for money like Aaron Donald. Yeah.
But I agree. I believe
yeah, right. Especially when he's asking for Aaron Donald money. Yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah, I think so, too. What about Tyreek Hill? Do you think he'll be here?
Well, I think as long as nothing new unfolds in the situation at hand, I don't see a reason why he wouldn't be at training camp. They do need to have him at least there. We're all expecting a suspension, whether it's in between zero and four games. We'll still have yet to find out, but it'll be important, I think, to get him working with the offense again to keep him ready for when he's going to eventually rejoin the Chiefs this season.
As we head towards camp, who's going to be one of the most interesting guys to watch in St. Joe?
Oh, well, if Chris Jones is going to be there, I would say him. But I think it has to be right now Sammy Watkins. He looks great, according to all reports. He's looking finally healthy, and I think that he's trying to take on a little bit of more of a leadership role. I know it's not his personality per se, but with the departure of Chris Connolly and the possibility that Tyreek Hill isn't there, they do need a wide receiver to step up and fill that role, and I don't see DeMarcus Robinson as being that kind of guy, and then you have a bunch of young players there. So as one of the better wide receivers in the NFL, in my opinion, I think you're going to see Sammy Watkins really kind of dominate the training camp like we saw him in OTAs.
And what about Patrick Mahomes? What is the one area? I know you've really watched this kid. You've watched every play from the no-look pass to every incompletion, every pass he's thrown. Where is the one area that this kid can improve on? If there is one.
There's always going to be room for improvement, but even with someone as talented as Patrick Mahomes, he's looking for all the little things that he can do to make himself better. And we did see a bit of issues with, you know, at least inconsistency with his deep ball accuracy, whether that was due to the defensive pressure or just sometimes blatant misses. He needs to kind of calm himself down in big games. I think we saw that a little bit too with the Patriots, the first Patriots game and the first half of some of these bigger games that he's played in. And he just missed wide open receivers. And I think that that's something that you can look for him possibly completing in this coming season. And maybe that's why his stats take a little bit of step back, that he, you know, improves his deep ball a little bit to start a game off. But I think that he's still going to be up there in touchdowns and yards, even with a better defense behind him.
Do you think he'll hit the 50 and the 5,000 again this year?
No, I don't. I don't think he'll get 50 and 5, but I think that he'll be 40, 45 touchdowns and about 4,500 yards, give or take 100.
And he could basically be more efficient and still have those numbers, right? I know that sounds crazy, but, again, you may or may not have Tyreek Hill out there running the deep ball and trying to get the long touchdowns, but he could actually have a more efficient year than the 50 and 5,000, even though the numbers will not approach that, correct?
Oh, yeah. I definitely think you'll see, and possibly even interceptions go down as he becomes more, you know, in tune with how receivers are going to open up and all that. So I definitely think you'll see an improvement in his game, not necessarily reflected in the stats.
Yeah, right. And they did, you know, he did get lucky on a few pass plays as well. And I know some players also dropped some, so you could go either way on this. But he did throw basically some interceptions that were dropped, right? I think you've even analyzed that part of his game.
Oh, yeah, they had – especially, I think, a few in the Patriots games. In the first one, he was forced into a bad – not really forced into a bad throw. He decided that he was going to throw it to Tyreek Hill because he thought he could get it to him, and he was double-covered. So, yeah, he's going to make some better decisions with extending plays and maybe a few more throwaways instead of, you know, throwing it into the end zone before the half or something like that. So I definitely think that he'll improve his accuracy and decision-making.
All right. Hey, Daniel, we appreciate the time again, as usual. Daniel Harms, he is at D_Harms19. He's one of the Arrowhead guys, arrowheadguys.com. And I'll leave you with this. You definitely believe that they will win more than 10 games, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I got them winning 13.
Okay, 13-3. That'll win you home field advantage in the AFC. I think everybody's going to be up against it a little bit. It's going to be interesting. Chiefs play a lot of their toughest games on the road. So we'll just have to see how all this works for the Kansas City Chiefs. Daniel, thanks again, pal. Always good talking to you.
Thank you. I look forward to having back on again.
All right, Daniel Harms at D_Harms19. He's one of the Arrowhead guys. I'm at at the CBD American Shaman with a Crunch Time Roadshow. We're at 6933 West 75th Street, just east of Metcalf in Overland Park. Come on in. You can sign up for our big tailgate package that we will be giving away on August 21st. I will make the drawing of $500 Tickets for Less voucher and a tailgate package for 10 from Zarda Barbecue. One person is going to win all that. You've got to come by CBD American Shaman and sign up. We'll be back. We'll talk with Dr. Jesse Lopez. We're going to get the latest on the CBD American Shaman and where we go from here. That is next on Crunch Time.
Kansas City's hometown sports station. Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, welcome back to Crunch Time. Frank Bowl. I'm going to join with Dr. Jesse Lopez here in a moment. Don't forget, we are at CBD American Shaman, the CBD industry's leader, and all their stuff is manufactured right here in Kansas City. They have the CBD American Shaman highest quality full spectrum cannabidiol on the market. We are at the Overland Park store at 6933 West 75th Street here in Overland Park. Come join us. We got some CBD American Shaman CBD infused chewing gum. You can also sign up for our terrific tailgate package. Okay, every week on location, you can register to win a huge tailgate package from Tickets for Less and Zarda Barbecue, $500 gift card to Tickets for Less, and a tailgate package for 10 from Zarda Barbecue. One person is going to win both those things. We're going to make the drawing on August 21st. Like I said, Dr. Jesse Lopez is joining me now here on Sports Radio 810 during our Crunch Time show, which he has done several times in the past. I know it was a couple weeks ago. You're in Washington, D.C. in front of the FDA. Any more feedback from that when you went in to testify there?
Well, thanks for having us on again. Really, we haven't had a whole lot of feedback except for a big grassroots push for everyone to get on the FDA website who have been positively affected by CBD in a helpful way in their life and tell the FDA to keep it available with reasonable regulations so that individuals can get it without having to have a prescription from a physician. They can walk into a wonderful store like this and get CBD. Of course, if somebody has a more complex condition or situation, then, of course, physician input is always recommended. So big grassroots effort. If you've used CBD, regardless of which type or brand, get on that FDA website and let the FDA know how it has positively affected you.
Yeah, and it seems to me that CBD American Shaman is the rock star in the business. Everywhere you go, all the trade shows you go to, everywhere you go, it just seems that CBD American Shaman is really the most highly respected group there.
Well, it really is. And the reason is because when people are utilizing it, especially in the sports world, and they're getting good results, then the word starts to spread. You know, we've had great results with some of the local professional hockey teams utilizing it for sleep when they're on the road, so they're fresh and ready for the next game. CBD American Shaman is now one of the proud sponsors of the Heartland Drag Race Series up in Topeka.
Yeah.
And so that was really awesome. And it's just really making a move all over in sports. And it's funny, in some ways, the sports world has kind of been ahead of just the general public in terms of integration of CBD. It's been kind of quiet on the lay low, but there's really a big push now to get it into more mainstream.
Yeah, and I think in the players' unions, too, I think they're looking for the best for their people, especially their retired people, like in the NFL or Major League Baseball, people who are suffering pain and have for a long time. Baseball, you got the rotator cuffs, you got, you know, the ankles and knees and hips. Football, you've got everything from the top of your head to the tips of your toes from getting beat up playing football. And I think a lot of the teams are looking to try to get players to use something other than an opiate that is highly addictive when you're trying to cope with pain.
Well, as you know, recently there was a huge lawsuit of about 1,800 former NFL players because of the push of utilizing opioids in the past so that people are ready for that big game day. And so it created a lot of dependency. And we know from practical clinical experience as well as literature that it can reduce that dependency on opioids and actually be utilized first line for pain. You know, back in 2018, the Big Three, which is the three-on-three professional basketball league that is basically former NBA stars, actually cleared and approved CBD, and they did it for pain and for recovery. And I like that word recovery, because if you reduce pain, you reduce inflammation, you get quicker recovery. So right. Then you can have somebody ready for the big game. And it continued throughout the hockey league, and they were a little bit even more friendlier towards real cannabis, but really didn't make a lot of hoo-ha about it. And then it's slowly been creeping on into the different more widely watched and observed professional leagues. But it's really going to take the players associations to make the big move. There's been a couple articles that states that with some of the contracts coming around and being renewed, I think in 2020, that the players organizations are going to be really pushing for CBD to be allowed in the NFL and NBA, for instance.
Yeah, and it seems to be so much easier to obtain too, which is really great. And it's easy to use. I mean, I use I'm using the cream right now, the topical cream. I have the 500 topical cream, the ultra concentrated CBD hemp oil. I use on both of my hands. Just takes the pain away. Tim talks about using on shoulders and his knees, mm-hmm. and his hip. I mean, it's just, we are people who are out there. We're not weekend warriors, but for the weekend warrior, it'd be great for them as well.
Oh, absolutely. You have such little free time, so to be pain-free, to be able to enjoy the sports that you want to enjoy, like having a good golf swing, it's critical.
You mean this will help my golf swing?
Well, yeah, from what I heard.
You mean I can lower my handicap?
Tim told me you need to improve it, so he said maybe dump a bunch of CBD on your elbow. Hey, a little teaser for what's coming up with Tim. We've been seeing him in CBD American Shaman Clinic, and we are more than just CBD. We're an integrative health, basically, clinic that incorporates CBD with a whole lot of other things. And he's going on a little weight loss journey.
Well, good
and he's
for
gonna,
him.
He's going to do it. He's going to follow. You're going to get to follow his weight right here on air.
Oh, that's
he's going to put himself right out here on air.
I can't wait for that. Yep. Hey, Doc, listen, it's always good being with you, Dr.
Right.
Jesse Lopez.
Thanks so much.
We appreciate it. CBD American Shaman. They are the best. Don't forget to stop in and see them. Get to a local CBD American Shaman near you. There are like 30 here in the greater metropolitan area. So get on into your nearest CBD American Shaman shop, and we'll see you next week on Crunch Time.
The official broadcast partner of your AFC West champion, Kansas City Chiefs. Sports Radio 810 WHB.